viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers. Brother Yasser, salam alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Muhammad Javad.
My pleasure to have you. And Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum to you too.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have come again, actually together, to criticize another movie with a religious and a spiritual theme. And one of those movies that we decided actually to criticize in this episode and hopefully in the upcoming episodes is called The Invisibles. It was produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curry. Well, featuring Tim Blake Nelson, Lucy Liu, Bruce Greenwood, and Gretchen Mol, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 5.8 out of 10, while 49% of Google users liked this movie. In the midst of a crumbling marriage and career, Charlie, the protagonist or major character in this movie, starts to disappear, literally. As he fades from this world, he discovers a world of invisibles, invisible people, who have disappeared just like him. Charlie fights to get back to his wife and a new start. Before we move on, actually, with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, and with my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie or a trailer of this movie, The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curry. And then we get back and continue our program and our critique of this movie. Stay tuned.
Hey, you okay?
You're sweating.
I've taken to working out in my sleep, saves time.
Don't forget we have therapy today at 10:30.
She wants us to talk about the room.
I know, I'll be there.
Good luck today.
I love you.
Love you.
Whoa! What the hell?
Sorry, man, I didn't see you there.
Hannah, something's happening. I'm coming to you now. Hannah! Hannah, please! What the hell is going on? Am I dead?
You're not actually dead. That's just my sense of humor, you know?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curry, the Canadian director. Well, we haven't finished the critique of this movie in the last session, so we'd like to continue along the same line by asking my guest speakers here. Brother Yasser, let me start this episode with you, actually, by asking you this question. How does the movie address the concept of religious identity among its characters, especially?
It doesn't really show, again, that this movie doesn't really have a lot of direct religious connotations. I mean, nowhere in the movie is the concept of prayer mentioned. Nowhere in the movie is the concept of God mentioned. Church or a prayer facility or anything like that is ever mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it emphasizes religion or shows religion at any point. I think the movie more is a personal journey of that particular individual from a state of pain, a state of trauma, of denial, not having the ability to accept what happened. Because that's the whole trauma, right? His son got killed in a car accident.
Yes.
And he couldn't accept. So in none of this did you see that he sought divine intervention, or he sought a consultation, or he sought prayer. No. He just couldn't deal with that particular issue. And he lost himself. That was the thing. He lost himself in that issue. Mm-hmm. He lost himself in that pain. That pain and that tragedy and the trauma that he had kind of took him away from people. And that taking him away from people actually, and it showed in the movie that people were forgetting who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also showing that because he took himself away from people, people themselves began to forget who he was.
Yes.
Therefore, he became invisible.
I see.
That's the whole the concept of this thing, that because of that particular issue and that particular, what you call it, happenings and occurrences, this is how they became invisible.
Yes. By the way, I might remind actually our dear audience to go and, you know, listen to our other episodes that we've been trying to criticize. The movie Let There Be Light, because actually it was quite similar in that concept you were, you know, portraying, because the major character in this movie or protagonist in that movie, Let There Be Light, you know, had to go through the same kind of experiences and trials, actually. And it happens to lots of people, to be honest, you know, like these kinds of tests or divine tests that we can call. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, in that movie, Let There Be Light, there's a difference that he actually found God. He found Christianity. This movie has nothing to do with religion. It doesn't show any religious indications or anything.
Or at least not explicitly.
Not explicitly, not even implicitly. Yeah. You don't see anything.
Thank you very much. Said Abdullah, in what ways do rituals or religious practices appear in this movie, The Invisibles? First of all, maybe the better question would be, are these rituals that are advocated by most of the religions that we know of, right? Especially Abrahamic religion, they so much emphasize the rituals. As you can see in Christianity, lots of ceremonies that you have to hold on, right?
Yeah.
So are they really that necessary or obligatory for you to, you know, transform yourself from this, you know, simple, ordinary human beings to something which is beyond that, you know?
So first of all, like Brother Yasser said, this movie, it had absolutely no religious theme whatsoever, okay? So it's not religious in its nature. And there was no word that it showed anything to do with religious.
But it was a spiritual.
It's spiritual. No, I would say it's more like it's not a spiritual movie either. It's more like a psychology, right? More like of a person having problem with his self and his traumas and dealing with it, and how society deals with people like that.
But like, that led him actually to something, to see the unseen, for example.
Yeah, so like, we say like, he didn't see the unseen, basically. Basically, like once you get through so much trauma, you start to see things, you start to imagine things. Mm. Now, obviously, different people, different things. Now, going back to your rituals, so I wanted to highlight that point. Going to rituals, Islam in its nature is very ritualistic religion.
Mm.
But what separates Islam than any other religion, sometimes people, the ritual itself becomes the goal. Islam looks at rituals as a mean. Like when I pray and I fast, I need to achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fast for the sake of fasting. I don't pray for the sake of fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to achieve something out of it. So for example, Allah says in the Quran, As-salat, tanha an fahsha wal munkar.
Yes.
If you pray correctly and you do it the way it's meant to be done, it should prevent you from committing sins and vile acts. As-siyam, for example, la'allakum tattaqoon, that you might achieve piety. So if I fast for 30 days and I don't reach piety, then my fasting, like Imam Ali said, all you get is the jaw al atash, all you get is thirst and hunger.
Yeah.
So Islam emphasizes on rituals because it wants to get you somewhere. That's one. Two, with rituals, like it needs, really, especially Islam, right? It needs to keep you in check. Now, if we don't pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make prayer wajib. we will forget Allah altogether, right? Because there's nothing that can link us back to Him. But once we put ourselves through a state of rituals, we will remember. So, for example,
or the only keep reason, remembering, because it is obligatory. And you have to actually get up in the morning and do it that way, and then more at noon, and then at night. You know, so you have.
If it was left to us, we would never do it. Now we wake up in the morning. Yes. Now we would do it in the afternoon. And like I said, so ritual becomes a really important part, and because Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says this serves a purpose for the human being.
What is that purpose that you're talking about? Is it proximity to God? This is, can we actually compromise or let's say agree on this goal, for example? What's the goal of the rituals?
Now, so each ritual has its own purpose, like I said. So, for example, salah prevents you from fahsha. Let's say siyam is for
But it's not only limited to that goal.
No, it's not limited. But I'm saying reasoning. So Lady Zahra alayhi salam, when she gave her sermon, she said specific things. She's like, oh, God made this ikhlasan lit-tawheed. God made this to purify from shirk. God made this so you can, everything has a purpose at the end of the day. But overall, generally speaking, obviously having to become God conscious. This is the idea of rituals.
Okay.
But like I said, so for example, we have rituals of Karbala, for example, Muharram, right?
Yes.
Through that kind of ritual, we kept the remembrance of Imam Hussein going.
Exactly.
If we did not do that ritual, no one would know Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So they say they serve a very high, powerful purpose.
I see. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break by listening to a part or trailer of the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. And then when we get back, we continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir. Stay with us.
I just want to know why I'm here.
By tomorrow, you'll forget that place. It's just like they forget us.
What do you mean they forget us?
It just happens.
Oscar.
Hi, Dad.
You think about what you have right now. You think about what you could lose.
I can't believe he hasn't even texted.
I would text if I weren't in another freaking dimension.
Welcome back to the program. Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Bradley Yasser. My guest speaker is helping me criticize the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. Well, Bradley Yasser, does this movie suggest that faith can coexist with existential and moral dilemmas?
Again, as we mentioned many times, that this movie it doesn't really state anything about faith, so to speak. But I think if you want
to... personal faith, not religious
faith. It's personal faith, for example. Yes. Yeah. So it's not like a thing. So you have faith or hope in terms to get back. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get back to his wife. He wants to get back to the real world. You know, he wants to kind of go back to his own life, back to his old bubbly nature, like his wife said, to be seen, to be known. You know, so in that sense, you can see that, you know, the hope and the faith that was there in trying to get him back to his family, you know, drove him to do so. That this is not enough. I want to get back. You know, this small group of people I had really don't know. I don't have anything with them.
I think it depicts those, you know, crust of the society who are, you know, to be like marginalized. When they don't receive any respect from, for example, their community, then they lose all their, you know, which we call it, hope or respect. Or
these people lost hope because of pain. This was the most of the movie. Yes. The guy was saying, like, the main person who was trying to explain all of them was the bartender, the famous actor. Carl, he was a very famous actor. I can't remember his name. He was quite famous. He was always saying, like, and he emphasized that once you're here, you can't go back. Now, the issue was also here that you could tell that this person didn't want to go back.
Right.
And he didn't want to stay alone.
Yes.
Therefore, whoever came, he kept them and he promoted them and he was helping them create this particular scenario in their heads that they could live in that imaginal realm happy.
Yes.
They created a world for themselves happy.
Yes,
and this
exactly.
And this is the problem here, the concept of happiness, which is one of the biggest issues of the modern world that we have today.
Yes,
what is happiness?
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's about a different...
Yeah, that's another story here we don't want to get into. Yeah. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, it's not good if we don't talk about actually the concept of forgiveness because this movie is somehow related to that notion, right? Like he lost his son, for example, in that car accident or something, as a trauma. Then it led to this.
So the two times where forgiveness came up, from my understanding, is that he had to forgive himself, right? That dude, what you're doing is not right. You need to move on. You need to get behind this and leave it behind you. Yeah, you did a lot of mistakes, but obviously leave it behind and move on. So this kind of gave that sense of forgiveness. And the second time is when he came back to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, despite him disappearing, despite him not leaving a trace, despite her going through the emotion and pain, when he got back, she took him back and, you know, as happy as she could. So that also gave you that sense of forgiveness. But then again, this, like I said, this movie is more like it's deals with the psychology of a person rather than anything else. So sometimes forgiveness happens in very indirect way.
Thank you very much, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie The Invisibles, produced in 2024, directed by Andrew Curie. Of course, we haven't finished the critique of this movie, and hopefully we'll do that in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another show, take care.
Why can't you just be happy with what you have?
So I guess we're invisibles now?
I guess we are.